Hey guys, I wanted to share this video's audio with you today because I think that this is really important. I see a lot of people uncertain about what the next step is, and I don't want to spoil what the video is about, but basically, I'm going to give you guys some really good steps for yourself, for your clients, for your business, and I think that this is going to really help you understand what the best next step is. But without further ado, let's cue the video that I recorded's audio in just a second here, after we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I wanted to share this really important lesson because so many people seem to be like uncertain of what the next step is to do with their business right now. It's a really crazy time because the cost of marketing is at an all-time low. In fact, I'm going to share with you guys a few different stories and what we can learn from patterns and historical entrepreneurs and business owners throughout time. Now, if you are someone who is wanting support with marketing now or by the end of this, I dropped a link in the chat for you guys and we can connect you with some talented marketing professionals who can help you, who are experts in their field. Okay, so I actually was just checking out some of our Facebook ad stats across all of our campaigns, across all of our ad accounts, and this is pretty crazy. Everyone was saying Facebook ads are too expensive. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. If you have, comment below. But people say like Facebook ads are too expensive. They're outpricing the market. By 2020, we aren't going to be able to afford to grow and scale on Facebook ads. And I'm looking at my CPMs. For those of you who aren't familiar, it means cost per mil, which stands for how much you are paying to get in front of 1,000 eyeballs. Mil is a Latin word. And so you want to get in front of 1,000 eyeballs, how much does it usually cost? And we're looking at February start to end compared to March's start to end. And apples to apples, we are paying 25.4% less cost per mil right now to get the same marketing message in front of the same audiences month over month. And so Facebook ads are decreasing in cost. They're very, very inexpensive right now. And especially for anyone who wants to get in, I have several clients and peers that are actually seeing sub $1 leads. We have several funnels that are getting sub $1 leads in first world markets. It's a very, very powerful time to get into marketing, but we're not just going to go based on my opinion and what we're seeing with the trends. In fact, I want to share with you a couple different things because the first instinct, whenever times are tough or whenever you're going through a season of uncertainty, it can be to stop marketing. It's a common knee-jerk reaction. And I want to share with you guys a quote from someone who I believe is a very brilliant entrepreneur, and that is none other than Henry Ford. And he shared, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time." And that's just always stuck with me. When you stop advertising in order to save money, all you're doing is literally shutting down something that makes you aware of where you're at in the market and how things are going. It's pointless. It's not how you save money. Advertising should be how you're generating money, building your email list. That's an important asset. Now, if you're using your advertising money currently on things like billboards or, you know, newspaper, print ads, but you're not seeing a return, there's a good chance that it's time for you to start moving into some metrics that are a little more easily tracked, such as digital advertising. It could be a great place to distribute your budget to. But I want to share with you guys another story as well, because this is really, really important. Back during the Great Depression, going into the Great Depression, post cereal, which a lot of you are probably familiar with, they were the ones that were dominating the market. Post cereal was like the go-to. Everyone always knew it was post cereal, post cereal, post cereal. And during the Great Depression, post cereal freaked out and shut off all of their advertising. They were like, we're going to shut it off completely. Like, this is so scary. We need to save money. And just like Henry Ford said, it's not doing what you think it's going to do. Advertising does not just cost money. It should be generating money and audience. So along comes a brand we've all heard of, even more so than Post cereal, Kellogg's. And Kellogg's recognized that advertising was at an all-time low. So Kellogg's swoops on in and picks up all of the advertising that was at a low, low cost, kind of similar to how it is now, even though it's not even at rock bottom yet. My costs across all of our campaigns are down 25.4%. Cost per mil is down. It's crazy. But Kellogg's comes on in and literally just gets all of this advertising. They doubled their ad budget. They moved aggressively into radio advertising. And this is so crazy. Kellogg's profits rose by 30% and it became the industry dominant company. They're the ones that actually rose out of the Great Depression victorious. And so I want you to kind of ask yourself, do you want to be like Post cereal, who cuts back on advertising and pulls back out of fear? Or do you want to be like Kellogg's, who says, no, now is the time to double down and pull ahead while Post cereal is shutting down? And I think that it's really important that we look to patterns and businesses that were forged during tough times to make decisions about where we're going to grow. Henry Ford, obviously, he spent a lot of time through lots of recessions, and his business has continued to thrive even past his time. And part of that is because he truly believed, don't ever stop advertising. And I think that that's an important lesson. So we're actually ramping up all of our marketing initiatives. We're trying to put more into paid and organic traffic across the board. We're using things like YouTube to generate as much free traffic as possible. We're using Facebook ads to retarget and serve ads to people who I want on my email list. We're making more offers to my email list than ever before. I'm hosting webinars regularly. So my challenge to you is this: who do you want to end up as in your business at the end of this season of life? Are you going to be Post cereal, or are you going to be Kellogg's, the one who walks away victorious as the well-known business that dominated the competition because it recognized when to double down? Now, if you want some support in really doubling down in your advertising efforts, I have for you guys an awesome resource. This will be super supportive of you. I have experts in not only Facebook advertising, but in building digital funnels. I have graphic designers who can support you with creating ads, copywriters who can make sure that all of your funnels and offers are crushing it. I only take on a couple clients per month to work with. And so even if it's not a good fit for us to work together, I can connect you with someone who's very, very talented, who can support you in doubling down on your marketing initiatives. Here now today, I don't make a single penny from that, but I will catch you guys later. If you found this video to be helpful, be sure to comment below, give it a big fat thumbs up, and give me a follow so that you don't miss any of my training videos coming in the near future. All right, bye guys.